So yesterday we did a close read just of the Gemara on Membeis, but there's one more Gemara that we need to see before we can start to really analyze the full sugya of Chovas, Gavra of Chovas Talis, Chovas Mana, everyone. Take it, and that's the Gemara on Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. Let's quickly go through the lines that precede the Gemara, even though they're not relevant immediately for our discussion. So the Gemara there says, I know that the Daniels did this. So yeah, Tan Rabbanan Talit Kula Chayevet B'Tzitzit. A doubled over Talis is obligated in Tzitzit. Rabbi Shimon Peter. Rabbi Shimon says it is not. Right. So Rashi says this means right a double one that you fold it over. Rabbi Shimon says it's Pater because if you straighten it out, you will see that the Tzitzit are in the middle. Right in the middle. Right, because it's folded.
How does it make a corner?
Oh, that's why the first sheet is it's Pater. But it's being worn now in that squares.
I'm not going to hard fold that shape.
It's folded at the bottom.
You have one baguette.
Right.
Is it looking at this?
I assume if it's folded at the bottom, right? So you're wearing it like this. You have the tzitzit here. But if you stretch it out, then the tzitzit would be in the middle.
But this doesn't really form a corner.
Of course it does.
Or if it does, then you have multiple corners.
Yeah.
More than four.
I don't know exactly how you're wearing it, but however it is, right at the bottom, right, it's folded like this. So the Gemara says, "V'shavin shim kavla v'tafrosh chayevet." Everyone agrees that if you fold it over and then sew it that way, so you're chayev. Right? This is just a two-layered clothing, you know, like your coat sometimes.
So if it's two separate corners and they're sewed together, that
well, think about it, right? If you like your coats, right? You think about your coat; it has an inner and outer lining. Right, so it's clearly two things. You sew it together, it's one baguette. So the corner is whatever the corner is of the clothing. The fact that it's made of two layers sewn together is irrelevant.
Well,
right?
I think sometimes you can.
No, it's mamish sewn.
Sometimes you can tell that there are two corners, though.
No, but it's sewn. He's saying if it's just a two layered, if you then sew it together, so now it's. Right, who cares whether it was two pieces put together or you took one piece, folded it, and then sewed it so that it would stay? Right, I mean, you know, who cares? Pshita. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? If you sew it, so now that's how it is. So he says, "Lo tzricha denokta b'siche." He said, "This is true even if you use like loose, wide stitching, which you might think that's not permanent, right? It's not fully sewn. You like you used like loose, so it's together." But so the Gemara says, "No, still." So Rabba Bar Rav Huna ikul be Rabba Bar Nachman. So Rabba visited House of Nachman Chazei Dahave Mechasei. Talik fula v'rami lechute ilove. He saw that he was wearing this doubled over talis with tzitzis. Kvele ifshita v'azachute v'kam lahadei reishe. Amarle lav aynu knaf dechasav rachmana b'oraisav. And he saw it, so when he unfolded it, they were in the middle, and he said, "That's not the corner. What are you doing?" So he came, and this is where we get into it, and he put on another piece of another clothing. Right, that's where we get to. Right, this is where it becomes relevant. So he challenged him about his tzitzis. Again, for now, the doubling is not really our point. But he challenged him about the validity of his tzitzis. So what did he do? He put on another piece of clothing. And what did he say to him? So were the people talking. So what did Rabba say to him? Right? I didn't like your tzitzis. You put on another beged with tzitzis. So what did he say? That doesn't help. Why doesn't that help? Mi savar chovat gavro. He said, I don't understand. Do you think that tzitzis devolve on the person, and therefore the fact that I don't like your first tzitzis, you can just solve it by putting on other tzitzis? Right? That's ridiculous. Chovas. Talazu. Zil Ramila. Said, it is chovas talazu. It is an obligation that devolves on the beged. Now, In this Gemara, it says conclusively, he thinks that it's Chovas. Well, it seems to have a Machlokes. But I want to point out that the phrases don't always mean the same thing. Because here, how is Chovas Gav and Chovas Talis being used? What does Chovas Talis mean in this Gemara?
Every
beged you wear must have tzitzit. What does Chovat Gavra mean?
As long as you're wearing one.
That a person must wear a beged with tzitzit. Right? It's not always clear that that's what this phrase means. You could say, as we'll see, right? In this stage in the Gemara, it's clear that Chovas Talis means that every beged needs tzitzis, and Chovas Gavra means that a person just must wear tzitzis. Is that clearly what it meant on Membeis?
No.
What did it mean on Membeis? On Membeis, remember the context? When is considered the Gemar HaMitzvah? Is it when you wear it, or is it when you make the tzitzis? There, what does Chovas Gavra and Chovas Talis mean? Chovas... Well, that was the state, but that was the context. But what does it mean there? Chovas Gavra simply means that the mitzvah is wearing it. And what does Chovas Talis mean?
That the mitzvah is on making it.
That or completely. Having a beged with tzitzit is itself the mitzvah. But that's not what it means, obviously, here. Right here, again. Here it means, do you have to wear a beged with tzitzit, or does every beged you wear need tzitzit? But both of them are assuming...
It
in this Gemara, both of them seem to be assuming at this stage that the mitzvah is
to wear it.
Wearing it. The only question is it a mitzvah that every beged that you're wearing needs tzitzis, or that you wear a beged with tzitzis? But the Gemara doesn't necessarily introduce a possibility that there's a mitzvah yet at this stage in the Gemara. It doesn't introduce the possibility that there's a mitzvah to have tzitzis on a beged you're not wearing. But the only question is, can you solve the problem that you're wearing a beged that doesn't have proper tzitzis by putting on another beged with tzitzis? So here it's not, at this stage in the Gemara, clear that these phrases mean the same thing they did on Membeis.
So can they have a different status? Meaning in this case it's Chovah Talis, and in the other case it's Chovah Gavra.
So yeah, meaning right, these at this stage in the Gemara, I would have said that maybe these things mean different. Right, mean are being used, the same phrase is being used in different ways. Meaning, according to this Gemara, maybe everyone agrees that the mitzvah is when you wear it. The only question is, what does it mean to wear? Does it mean that every beged you have needs tzitzis? Or does it mean that you need to wear tzitzis on a beged with four corners, but if you have multiple gavim, you don't need it? Right? That's a different machlokes.
Question.
Yeah.
Can't we deduce from the reason to wear tzitzis if it's chovah gavra in this case? Meaning, if the reason is to remind us of God, then more than one prayer doesn't make a difference.
Daniel, this is something you've said all year, right? You could say, if you took this stage in the Gemara and said, the Machlokes Chovas Gavra Chovas Talis means, do you need every beged to wear, to have tzitzis, or to wear a beged with a tzitzis, which, again, if I froze the Gemara here, it's not going to necessarily mean what the Gemara means in the continuation, but if I froze the Gemara here, right, why would you have the Machlokes? So you'd say, maybe, if you think that, as we've seen before, the Masa Mitzvah is reducible to the Tama Mitzvah. Meaning, that you can determine, based on the philosophical rationale of the Mitzvah, the juridical application of it, or, in easy English, right, the why determines the what. Okay, the why, meaning the like philosophy, determines how you actually implement the Mitzvah L'maisa. So you'd say, Chovas Gavra makes sense as it's presented here. Just wear one. As long as you're wearing one, I don't care what else you're wearing. You're wearing tzitzis, you're reminded. And Chovas Talis would say,
it's hard to argue what
the why is. It's clear what the why is. The Torah tells you what the why is. I'm going to remind you about the mitzvahs. But you'd say, okay, but the why and the what are different. Meaning that's the why, but the what in the end of the day is, right? There's a split between the what and the why. Sure, that's the why, but the way the Tzuras HaMitzvah is implemented...
Sure, there's a split in terms of, like, even though, theoretically, anything can remind you of God. Like, if you know I'm wearing
this
for God. But no, obviously we have a certain, like, we have to wear...
Correct, and that Shita would say, look, but, and that Shita would say, in Echanami, that once you... The mitzvah is formulated as a four-cornered garment needs tzitzis, and that's the way we do it. So that means, even if you're wearing 10 begadim, you have to do it because you're right. I mean, you could have formulated the machlokes that way, but as we'll see, that's only if I froze the Gemara right here. But if I froze the Gemara right here, it would be possible that the phrase chovas gavra, chovas talis means something slightly different than what it means on membeis. That here it means is that a person needs to wear tzitzis, which again might be motivated by something like what Daniel's saying, which is that the why and the what are completely reducible to each other, and therefore if the why is to remind you about mitzvahs, then the what is wear a beged with tzitzis and you only need one. And the shittus of chovas talis says no, the tzuras ha-mitzvah, the actual form of the mitzvah is that once I instituted it, so now every beged needs, any four-cornered beged needs tzitzis, and therefore it doesn't matter.
In that case, wouldn't it be a bigger mitzvah if you were more begadim with the hats?
Correct. According to Vada, like right for sure. According to the second formulation,
we can.
And there were people who did this. Right? Or Scheinberg was famous for this, that he wore 100 pairs of tzitzis every day. Right? He would walk around and you would just see. Right? It was... You've never seen this? I guess he...
No.
There's a picture of this?
Why would he...
He died like when I was in YU.
How did he pick the number 100?
No, there are all types of stories of how he got to that. I don't...
Because theoretically, you can just keep going. Down.
Yeah, there was all types of stories of how it happened. But I'll show you.
I know some people use words different feelings, but...
So you can see, right, he was a very thin man, right, but you can see this is what he looked like when he was sitting down, right, because there's 100 pairs of tzitzis under that jacket.
What? What's his name?
Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Here's a better picture. Here.
Why? That's insane.
But you can see, he looks very...
That was the first 100 years challenge.
Huh. Right? Right, he died, was it 2012 at 100, the age of 101? Okay. But in a Hanami, right, once you take that position, right, there would be a value, dafka, to wearing tzitzis after 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 tzitzis and so on. Right? Vichulei. Right?
He clearly held it.
Well, I don't know what exactly was going on. Again, there's different stories. Was he trying to be kind of Rishita? Did he? Were all his tzitzis different? I have no idea.
They don't have 100 different tzitzis.
Do you remember how many different ways you can tie?
Yeah, but not 100.
No, because if you add every machlok is about tying, and every machlok is about the bag, and every machlok is about...
And you do different, like, combinations.
And then you combine every permutation. You could definitely come up with 100.
Your tzitzit, a combination of two...
It's because it's different shita, right? Like, you could have every manifestation of this shita of tying and this shita of numbers and 7 and 13 and 7 like this and 13 like that.
But did he wear some with tchel and some with
tchel? I have no clue.
Maybe he did each thing and then, like, each thing with and without
tchel. I doubt he did, but who knows? Maybe he did. I don't know. I really don't know. But you're right, right? That would be...
What tchel is.
Did you wear, like, cotton also?
Maybe just to make a sheet. The point, like, whatever. It could be. I have no idea. You know? But you can see, like, he's like a thin man. He's like... Yeah. Okay.
He could just, like, fall and not hurt.
Basically, yeah.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Tomorrow he's going to come in. He's going to go and spend a fortune.
I have, like, 7 pairs of scissors.
But you should wear them. You are playing with them tomorrow.
It's not enough. We're like 7 cotton pairs.
Daniel rolls in.
Exactly. Right.
I would try it. If you guys want to donate, like, all your extra tzitzis.
Yeah,
I've
thought. Like,
I'd be down to come in and, like, as many as I can.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Gemara continues. But again, at this stage in the Gemara, it's clear that what Chovas Gavra, Chovas Talas means is Chovas Gavra. Is, and Rashi makes this clear, Chovas Gavra means a person must wear tzitzis. Chovas Talis means every tzitzis that you, every four-cornered garment that you have has to wear tzitzis, opposed to on membeis, where Chovas Talis meant that the mitzvah is fulfilled once there are tzitzis on the beged, presumably regardless of whether you're wearing them, because the standard in that Gemara was, when is the Gemara HaMitzvah? Or is it only when I wear it and therefore putting the tzitzit on the bag? It is not the Gemara HaMitzvah, which is a completely different conceptual question. However, as you continue in this Gemara, we move towards that question. But I want you to keep this in mind, because as we see, certain shitas are going to blend them. Like the Rav is going to be very convinced that the difference of Chavos Gavra and Chavos Mana is not this sharp. But once you see the Gemara itself is using the phrase in different ways, that helps us to formulate a more holistic position that might reflect aspects of both. Because the Gemara itself is moving back and forth. What do we mean by this? So the Gemara then says, "Lema misayile." Let me support this from the following story. Chasidim arishonim. Remember those? Remember them?
The early pious men.
Right. So if you're doing Daf Yomi, you've met some of them, right? The ones who would daven, who would prepare an hour before davening, daven for an hour, and then an hour after davening, every Tfila, right?
The,
so there's your nice 9 hours a day.
Isn't that the story with, I forgot what king.
You just did this, didn't you?
No, we're not up to there.
You're not up to it yet?
I don't think so. We just finished Perek Sheni yesterday. I don't think so. Did we? Oh, or is it the start of Perek Sheni?
Oh, you're right. You didn't get to it. I just got to it and you shot me. I take it back. I will get to it soon. It's in both Bava and Yerushalmi.
I've done this.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. It's in the fourth parak.
It's with the snake and the ankle thing, right? Also.
It's in the fourth parak. But, no, I mean, that's a different sugya. But, oh, the Yerushalmi, it's actually not. Yerushalmi, those are related.
Are we shown him? It would direct their heart.
Yeah. No, and I remember now. It's yeah. What I got up to in Yerushalmi just a few days ago, but it's not in the Bava. Yep.
Is there a Dafyam in Yerushalmi?
There is. I'm not following their
Apparently
Seder.
There's a Daf. I'm not
following their Seder.
For Nach Yomi.
It's not Daf Yomi. It's Nach Yomi.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
There are all types of cycles. Nach Yomi is a great thing to do. I would encourage you.
How long
you.
Is a cycle for that?
Nach, about 2 years. Then you finish all of Nach. It's not really long. It's worth doing. It's a parag a day. It doesn't take you very long, and then you finish Nach. Here's my endorsement. All of you should do this. My father just started. No, there's a Chumash Shavu'i. It's called Shtai Mikra. It's a halacha. You must do it. You have no choice.
Endorsement. I'm already doing Daf Yomi for you. Any more endorsements?
Sure. Mishnah Yomi, Yerushalmi. I don't know. Just learn. But no, Nach Yomi is very nice. It's really not overwhelming at all. And then it takes 2 years, and you know Nach. It's really not long. But the Paragaday is not a big deal of nothing. Most of it.
More than that, like 2 or 3 Prakim a day.
Right, you do 2 years. You do 2 Prakim a day. If not, you finish every year. Finish a year, yeah. It's really not a huge commitment. That's what people don't realize. It was like, oh, Tanakh. But I mean, that's Darius. He did all of Navi. He did all of Navi between Sukkot and January.
Yeah.
Right? He did all of Navi plus Daniel and Ezra Nehemiah, I think.
Yeah.
It's not like an undoable thing. And he didn't spend all day doing it. Yeah, it's not like, again, learning Nach is very doable.
Yeah.
Right? At least shot, get the basic narratives down. Okay, anyways. So the Gemara says, Lehman Messiah, Chasidim Arishonim, these early pious people, besides for davening for 9 hours a day, Kaven Sha'argu Bashalo Shayimatilin Batchelet, as soon as they would weave 3, they would put tchelet on. So that by time, you know, they finished the fourth corner, it would be finished. So the Gemara says, doesn't that indicate it is Chovas Talis? Now, do you see the flip? Right? The first, just before, what did Chovas Talis and Chovas Gavra mean? Is the mitzvah for you to wear a beged with tzitzis, or for you to put tzitzis on every beged that you're wearing? Right? But not necessarily that there's a mitzvah to have tzitzis on the beged that you're not wearing. But now the Gemara flips and says, back to the understanding from Membeis, and says, no, Chovas Talis means that the mitzvah is to have tzitzis on the beged. That's what it sounds like, because what's the Gemara saying? The Chasidim HaRishonim would make sure that, right, basically, the second they were about to finish their tzitzis, right, the beged, they would put tzitzis on it. Now, what does that sound like?
That's the mitzvah.
The mitzvah, right? They were machmir to make sure that a moment didn't go by where there existed a beged without tzitzis. And now we've merged into the shot on Membeis, which is that Chovas Talis means a mitzvah to that the beged, wherever it is, should have tzitzis. And that's where you start...
That's only
sounds like that has its own
right?
sense of problem. So if you're putting on the just before you actually finish the
correct, and that's and yes, tatsulobanasui, and that's a sugya we haven't done yet. And what exactly this means? So let's leave it. But basically, let's understand it as soon as they were.
If the begad's in your possession, right? Like if it's just the begad of four corners, you're not.
Yeah, not yours for sure not. So then the Gemara says no. Shiny Chasidim Harishon Chasidim the Machmir of Shayu.
Also,
so wait 1 second. He says, "Eh, right now." So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Right, it's clear that we've shifted because he says V'chovas Gavrahu Lama La Tzitzis Aches Kasaba." Right, this is where we move over to the other pshat, and he says, "If it was Chovas Gavra, why would the Chasidim Harishonim insist on putting tzitzis on their beged right away? There's no mitzvah anyways until you wear it. Haraya, like the Gemara Membeis, that what does Chovas?" How does mean?
You can just still say they're being machmer. Just
no, before the chumra line.
Yeah.
But no, before the chumra line. What was the Gemara's hava amina? Gemara's hava amina. But my point is that at this stage in the Gemara is clearly understanding chovas gavra, chovas talis, the way did amim beis. The chovas talis doesn't mean that every tzitzis I wear has to have. It means that
every tzitzis I own.
Every tzitzis I own must have. But then the Gemara rejects it and says, no, maybe that's not true. Maybe the mitzvah really is Chovas Gavra, which the Gemara is now understanding there's no mitzvah until you wear it. Which again, that could be true according to Chovas Gavra or Chovas Talis.
Right.
Right? Depending on how you formulate it. And maybe they were Machmir. Why were they Machmir? I don't know. To make sure that they definitely wouldn't wear tzitzis, would beg it without tzitzis. Or something like that. Right? But the Gemara rejects this as proof. Upliga, and who does this argue on? The angel. Upliga de malacha. It argues on the angel.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Like, argues on the angel?
The following story. Didn't you do this, Gemara? Or you focus on Membeis?
We stopped before
yeah.
that.
And oh, you focus. So you have to continue. De malacha ashkeche lirav katina. The malach found Rav Katina. De mechase sadina. He was wearing clothes without tzitzis. Why was it not? Why did it not have tzitzis on it? So Rashi says it was ksut laila. Others say he was wearing a linen beged. If you remember, Rabbeinu Tam thought that because of the gzera, you wear a linen beged without tzitzis at all. So he was wearing, but he was wearing beged that doesn't need tzitzis halachically. Right? Rashi says because it was a night beged. Rabbeinu Tam says because it was made of linen and either abundant its putter or whatever. The point is, it was legitimate. He didn't have to be wearing tzitzis, and he was wearing such a beged that didn't need tzitzis. So Amar Le, Katina, Katina. So the Malach yelled at him. And he says, Katina, Katina, right? Which, again, his name literally means small one. Sadina Bekaita, Visarbala Bisitu. He says, he's saying you're wearing this round tzitzis, this round beged, says pater. Tzitzis shall trelet. So he says, sadina bekaita means you wear this beged, let's say a linen beged or a night beged. What's kaita? In the summer. Visarba balabisitu, and you wear a rounded beged in the winter. If you always wear begadim that are patur, right? Your summer begadim are patur, your winter begadim are patur. So when are you ever going to be mekayim the mitzvah? Now there's machlokes shown him whether he's angry that he didn't wear tzitzis, or he's angry that he didn't wear tchelet dafka. Right, depending on what's going on. Remember, because Rashi thought that the sadin, you put white, you just don't put tchelet. Rabbeinu Tam thought you don't put anything on it.
So it's
a machlokes. What the problem is here? Rashi thinks tzulayla, but even within that, the Rishonim argue maybe the problem was that he did wear white, but he didn't wear blue, so he wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah l'mahadrin, or he wasn't wearing tzitzis at all, like Rabbeinu Tam. And the problem was, why aren't you wearing tzitzis at all? We're going to come back to this. What
back then? Why was there either if they had tchelis, why wouldn't they be wearing it?
Because this was a linen beged, and all the sugya.
If you're holding like Rashi,
because of the Gzera Dirabanan, remember everyone agrees. That
that's only if it's a linen beged.
It was a linen beged. It was sadin.
Oh, I thought Raj was saying it's because of...
Raji said it's Ksut Laila. Right. But the Pshat is Sadin, so that would be why he's wrong. Again, so the Rishonim, we'll come back to this, but the Rishonim argue about whether he's criticizing for not wearing tzitzis at all, and that's what he's saying is you're avoiding the mitzvah, or he was avoiding only Tchelet, but he's actually wearing Lavan, and then the Chiddush was that he's even angry at him for doing a mitzvah in a partial way. But whatever it is, he yells at him and he says, you wear a beged either that's pater from tzitzis at all, or a beged that prevents you from wearing Tchelet. So what are you doing? When are you ever going to be mekayem either the mitzvah of tzitzis or the mitzvah of Tchelet? So Rav Katina said to him, Amar le, anshitua asay. What are you so angry about? Are you going to punish me because I didn't do a mitzvah asay? I don't understand. Right? Not just a mitzvah asay, but a mitzvah of
kiyumis.
There's a mitzvah kiyumis. Meaning if I wear a four-cornered garment, I have to wear tzitzis. So what are you angry about? So I didn't do a mitzvah asay kiyumis. So what? Right, so what? I didn't violate anything. I'm not chayiv to wear a beged with tzitzis. So why are you angry at me? And what does the malach say to him? Amar lei, bizman diikaritcha anshinan. When God is angry, he indeed punishes for this type of mitzvah.
God doesn't get angry.
Well, yes, he does. No, he just did the daf.
Yeah, but...
Does God get angry? And he answered, yes.
Yeah, but God doesn't have emotion.
Okay, but the Gemara says he does. I don't know what it means, whether he has a... Right? I don't know what it means God gets angry, but you just did the daf.
Right, but he also did philosophy in the book, and God cannot get angry.
Okay, but you did the Gemara, and the Gemara said... And the Gemara said, he gets angry.
Okay, the Gemara says a lot of things.
The Gemara says he gets angry. Whether that means he gets angry, or it means that he expresses anger, the point is that there's a time called the anger of God. What is that? I don't know. Okay? Obviously, if you're following Maimonidean approach, you'll say, no, God doesn't actually get angry. But the Gemara thinks there's a period of time called God's anger period, in which...
It's not just Maimonidean approach. Isn't that anyone that says God is not physical cannot get angry?
No.
How can he...
Because you're doing what the Rambam did, which is you're saying that denying anthropomorphism automatically denies anthropopathism, which not all Rishonim accepted. Some of them denied anthropomorphism, but accepted that God had emotion. Those aren't the same. Those are two different concepts. Anthropomorphism and anthropopathism are not the same philosophical problem. And you can theoretically... I'm not endorsing this approach. Anyone who's listening, I'm not endorsing this. I'm just outlining this. Right? You can endorse an approach in which you say God has no body, but God does have emotion. He doesn't have to have human emotion. He could just have godly emotion. And it could... And as I pointed out to someone earlier in the year, how big of a difference philosophically is there between saying God doesn't have emotion or saying God has emotion, but it's qualitatively radically different from that which people have? How different are those? I don't know. Right? Meaning, saying that God doesn't have emotion, but he expresses emotion, or saying God has emotion, they're just radically different from anything you can conceive of as emotion, and they're godly emotion. How different are those philosophically? I honestly am not sure. They're different, clearly, but how different they are, I'm not sure, and I understand. And the Rambam himself, in certain places, sounds like, even though he doesn't believe that God has emotions or is physical, he thinks that it is more offensive to think God has a body than it is to believe that God has emotion. Because one of those is more of a violation of God's perfection than the other. And again, certain Rishonim were willing to accept one but didn't necessarily accept the other. But I agree with you. There's no reason to believe this Gemara endorses the notion that God actually gets angry. But there is a moment which, whether you think it's God's anger or God's expression of anger, which is described as God's anger. But that's what it's described as here, as it is in the Gemara in Bracha, where it says, yes, God gets angry one moment every day. Does that mean he gets angry a moment every day, or he expresses anger a moment every day, whatever that means? Neither of those do I understand, but it's a Gemara, and you got to figure it out. Okay.
Interesting.
Well, he knows he's been doing definitely. Anyways, but the Malach tells him, look, I get it, you're not chayiv to wear a beged with tzitzis, but when God is angry, he will punish you for not wearing tzitzis. Now, we're going to have to come back to this. I prepared a makarashi on this already, because what exactly is this category? What is this?
Not doing mitzvahs asay.
Well, not doing mitzvahs asay kiyumis, and why does God get angry there, and what exactly is going on there, and is it only about tzitzis, or is this a mitzvah? Is this about all mitzvot?
It sounds like when God gets angry, whatever that means, and he has no one else to punish because there are no bad people.
It doesn't sound like
I've got to find the worst person to punish.
I don't know if that's what it means. I don't know if it means that or it means that once God is angry, it's only perfect people who will be saved. And people who avoided mitzvot asay, kiyumis, are not perfect, right? You're taking an optimistic
view. They're not perfect.
This is pessimistic.
They're not perfect, but they wouldn't be on the...
No. This is a pessimist. No. I think that's just a wrong read. This is a pessimistic
read. No one can be perfect. So it's like different levels. God would punish like the lowest level, but if there's
no
lower than
no. I think it's the opposite. I think it's saying that in moments of anger, everyone's going to be punished unless you really, really, really deserve to not be punished. And the person who did this is doing something wrong enough that he doesn't deserve to warrant divine protection. That's how I would read this.
The person deserves punishment in the world did.
Yes. Good. So the Gemara says. But now the Gemara gets to his point. So, E Amar Bishlama Chovat Gavrahu Hainu Demechayev Delo Karami. So, if you think the mitzvah is Chovat Gavra, so then I understand why the Malach is angry, because he is being derelict in his responsibilities of wearing tzitzit. But now, have you noticed how we flipped, right? Again, now we're back. The Chovat Gavra means it's a mitzvah to act, to wear something with tzitzit, as opposed to Chovat Talis. There's this flipping going around. So he says, "Ela iamar chovas talazu alo machayva." But if it's chovas talis, so what do you mean? There's no iser at all because there is no beged that's chayav, right? Now, what is the Gemara conceptualizing here? The Gemara seems to here to be conceptualizing it as follows: that chovas talis means that. It's totally kiyumis. Meaning there's no value in wearing tzitzis. It's just that if you have a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on it. But if it's chovas gavra, yes, you're not technically obligated to wear tzitzis. Until you put a four-cornered garment. But once you know that it's a mitzvah on you, that means that it's at least valuable. It's not just if this, then that. Yes, it's if I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment, I don't have to wear tzitzis. But... that shows you it's valuable, and right, you see
so
how the words
chovas
gavra and chovas talis are being mean different things at different stages.
So in this case, chovas talis, it wouldn't be an extra mitzvah they keep putting on pairs. Meaning,
it's just a requirement that if you have a baguette, it needs to have tzitzis.
But can you also say that even if you have multiple pairs, it's all part of the mitzvah?
No, that's obviously wrong. For definitely chovas talis, that's wrong. It's every talis needs to have tzitzis, chovas talis. At this stage,
but
Gemara is entertaining the possibility of chovas gavra. That's not true.
Once you have one, once you have one on you,
so what?
It's the one mitzvah.
Chovas talis, no.
So then you have like a bracha for each.
Yeah, we already saw that. Remember, we did this when we did brachos.
Can you be yotze all of them with
if you weren't mafsik and you had kavana? Yes, but that's not because it's not one mitzvah. That's just because that's true of anything, right? That's true of anything. If I'm performing multiple acts of the same mitzvah, it's like everyone agrees that every time I shecht an animal, it's a different mitzvah. But if I have kavana for all of them, and I'm not mafsik, so I make one brach all day. That's not because it's not multiple acts of the mitzvah; it's just because I had kavana and I'm motzi, you know, I'm yotze. But again, I want you to notice how the Gemara is going back and forth here on what exactly the words mean: chovas gavra, chovas talis, right? Because at this stage, the Gemara seems to be saying, like, chovas talis means there's, like, no value in wearing a tzitzis at all. It's just that tzitzis, wherever they are, need to have, beged wherever it is, needs to have tzitzis. And it's just like, you know, you can't eat treif, so you can't have the gavra without tzitzis. But, like, you don't have to wear it. There's no value in you wearing it. It's just make sure that this happens. But if it's chovas gavra means that the value in you wearing it. Again, these are different formulations of this. So he says, so the Gemara says, no, that's a wrong understanding. And again, what I want to understand is that each stage in the Gemara here, it seems to be sharpening what does Chovas Talis and Chovas Gavra mean. He says, no. Dinehi dechai v'rachmona ki michse talis tibas chayuva. He said that doesn't work because now you've just confused two things, right? The Gemara, this is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says you're confusing two things. You just said, what does Chovas Gavra mean? That there's a value in you wearing tzitzis. That's not what Chovas Gavra means. What does Chovas Gavra mean? If you are wearing a beged with four corners, then you need to put tzitzis on it. And what does Chovas Talis mean? That wherever your tzitzis are, they need tzitzis. What the Rishonim call, what the Gemara calls, sorry, not Rishonim, what the Gemara calls in just a few lines, clay kufsa. Even that which you keep in your closet, in a box, in your drawer, needs tzitzis. So the Gemara now pushes back. The Gemara says, you think Chovas Gavra means you're actively obligated to put on tzitzis? That's not what it means. The difference between Chovas Gavra and Chovas Talis is that Chovas Gavra means that you only are chayev, right? When
you have a beggar that requires it.
Right? I mean, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying it's Hava Amina, was that what does Chovas Gavra mean? You have to wear a beggar with tzitzis. What if you wear 10 begadim that are four corners? How many do you have to wear? One. And what does Chovas Talis mean? That as long as you wear any beged that has four corners that you wear, you need to put tzitzis on. But at that stage in the Gemara, what does Chovas Talis mean? Both Chovas Talis and Chovas Gavra assumed wearing. But according at that stage in the Gemara, a beged that you're not wearing, does it need tzitzis? No. But now the Gemara is moving and saying, wait a second, you misunderstood. What does Chovas Gavra mean? Chovas Gavra doesn't mean that if I wear 10 begadim, I can get away with just having one beged with tzitzis. That's ridiculous. Chovas Gavra means that the chiyuv only devolves on me, that every time I wear a beged with four corners, I need to put tzitzis on it. But what does Chovas Talis mean?
Every
that I'm chayiv to have tzitzis on the beged, even if I'm not wearing it. But everyone agrees that if I'm wearing it, I can't get away with wearing one beged with tzitzis. But you see, the Gemara is going back and forth. What is this definition? So the Gemara says, so what was the problem? Elohachi ka'amarle. So why was he yelling at him? Tatztiki limiftar nafshecha mitzitzis. So look at Rashi. Tivakesh tachbulot liftar asmecha mitzitzis. This is not about Gavra versus Talis. What is it? The problem is that you're finding loopholes to get yourself out of mitzvos. Tatztiki tachbulot. So now the Gemara says, Amar of Tibi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. And here's where you get the extreme. Klei kufsa chayavin b'tzitzis. Tzitzis that are in your closet are chayav. And look at Rashi. Okay, so actually, so first look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, so what was, in the end of the day, the critique of the Malach? It went like this. Look. Mikol makom ilav chovas gavra lo shayich limienish alei kevin deleslei. Says, here's the maskana of the way the Gemara understands it. The Gemara says, look, it's true. Chovas gavra means that I have to wear tzitzis on any four-cornered beged that I wear. Chovas Talis means that I have to put tzitzis even on a clay kufsa. Right? So why is it that... So then, why don't you ask the following question? Why is it that the Malach got angry at him only according to Chovas Gavra? Why wouldn't you say, look, if it's a mitzvah for me to put tzitzis on a four-cornered beged that I have in my closet, so why don't you just say the Malach got angry at Rav Katina? Because go out and buy tzitzis and put them in your closet. You don't have to wear them, but at least right. Put them in your closet. Right? You could come up with this both ways. So he says, no. Because Chovas Gavra, because look, still, there's still a conceptual difference, even if you think both of them. Right? At this stage in the Gemara, no, sorry, this is before we changed our minds. Right? The Gemara says, even if you think that the Machlokas, so look, if it's Chovas Talis, so what are you really saying? If I have a beged, I need to put tzitzis on it. It's only Chovas Gavra, even if you think Chovas Gavra is every beged that I have, I need to put four-cornered garments, right? Even if that's what you think it is, it's not an active chiyuv, right? He says, even if, right, the Gemara's Havamina is that Chovas Gavra means you're actively chayev, or it's actually valuable for you to put on tzitzis. It's Maskana is that, no, everyone agrees that Chovas Gavra is just, I'm chayev if I wear a four-cornered garment to put it on. But still, that's enough to tell me. Even though it's true, it's still an if-then. It's not a The fact that it devolves on the person means that it's something I should look to do. If I think it's just on the talis, so it doesn't make sense conceptually to say I should just keep tzitzis in my back, you know, in my closet. Because once you say it's about the object, it sounds like much more like shechita, right? If I want an animal, shechita.
Right, it's like you could just make a bunch of tzitzis.
Correct, but then he says that already doesn't sound. That doesn't make any sense because I make a million and just leave them in my closet.
Right.
He said that model of the mitzvah points in the direction that this is not something that I care for you to be mekayim. It's what? Something that if you happen to have it, then you have to wear it. The second I say devolves on the person, it's at least something I would encourage you to do. That's how Tosos understands it. Rashi, he notes, says, Mashru lo muchach midi. Rashi thinks the maskana of the Gemara. Yeah, the lights are too bright. Too white. Too sterile. But Rashi says, no. Maybe there is. The point of the maskana of the Gemara is that maybe bein legavra, bein chovas gavra, bein chovas talis. Right? So it would be valuable. So you see there's a machlokas. Tosos thinks that if the conceptually we say that the mitzvah is chovas talis, meaning it's in your closet, then you still need tzitzis, that makes it that how do you understand tzitzis? It's just like shechita. If I want an animal, I want to eat an animal, it has to be eaten kosher. I don't want to, big deal. And that's why you can frame it in the cheftza. The second I frame it in the gavra, even though it's not obligatory, it's kiyumis, that still means it's valuable. Right? You don't have to wear a beged with four corners, but the fact that the mitzvah is framed around the person shows me that conceptually it's something good to do, not just a hechsher, not just something. Yeah.
Well, I feel like it would either way just be better to frame it around the person because then you're covering both. Because you can't really wear tzitzit without owning tzitzit.
Oh, good. And this is where, but this is what I want you to understand is this is why, like I said, the Rav is going to say these aren't completely distinct.
Right.
Right? But I want you to understand the problem is that the Gemara presented it, it's two, right, extremes. But,
yeah.
It's using the phrase in different ways. Sometimes it means chovas gavra means a person should wear tzitzis. Sometimes it means every beged that you wear, you have to have tzitzis on. And chovas talis, therefore, sometimes means every tzitzis that you wear has to have tzitzis. If it's contrasted with the concept of you have to wear tzitzis, and if contrasted with the formulation that you must wear tzitzis on every beged you have, it means every tzitzis that you own, whether or not you're wearing it, then you have to do it. It means different things in different places. The Gemara is going back and forth, right? And that's why, because there's these different definitions and different svaras going around, which again might come back to Daniel's thing, which is if it's about the why, then it makes sense. Only something I'm wearing, maybe only one beged. If you say, look, that was the why, but it's completely divorced from the what, so maybe you'll say, okay, sure, that's the ideal situation, but the way we formulate the actual mitzvah is every beged, v'chule. And Rashi, he notes, rejects this thing, and he says, "Lamaskana." See, Rashi is interesting because the way Tosos understands Rashi, it's whether. Okay, I might leave soon. There's snow coming down already. In the gush. Sent pictures of the snow just to tell me that I should keep that in mind. What?
Close the roads there.
I haven't heard anything yet, so I won't run yet.
But they overreact.
It depends. Anyways, so what was I saying? Okay, but Rashi seems to think no, maybe that's not true, right? Maybe these are just two different ways of conceptualizing it, and according to both, it might be valuable to be mekayim the mitzvah, whether or not you're chayav. Okay, but let's get kli kufsa, and this is where the Gemara makes it very clear that what is in the end of the day, what does it want to say about chovas talis? Chovas tal is what he calls klei kufsa. That talitot haru'uyin letzitzit, aval bim shemikupeler munachat bekufsa chayevet betzitzit. Tzitzit, even if they're folded up in your drawer, according to Shmuel, chayevet tzitzit. The hoil, but now, right, so now, at that stage in the Gemara, do you think the Gemara has made a very sharp distinction between chovat gavra and chovat talit? Chovat gavra is about wearing, and chovat talit is about the beged. But now Rashi says, nah, not completely divorced. Why? The whole omedet hili hiskadut ba, Asher techasav bakarin bei. He says, well, there's one thing that reminds you this is not totally true. Because, do you put it on a four-cornered table? No, you only put a four-cornered beged. Why? Because the standard of the psukim are still asher techasav. And he says, maybe it's a little bit sharper than that, which is, anything which you would wear becomes chayiv even while it's in your closet. But don't forget, everyone agrees that the ideal that the Torah is imagining is that you're wearing it. It's just that you could conceptualize it as saying the way we formulate the mitzvah is any beged that you might wear is chayiv even when you're not wearing it. But because, by definition, it's omed lehikasot. Right, and here again, even at the sharpest stage of the Gemara, where it says that Chovas Gavra means you're only chayiv in tzitzis when you're wearing it, and Chovas Talis means that you're chayiv to have tzitzis even a beggar you're not wearing, which sounds like two completely different poles. Rashi reminds you, but Chovas Talis isn't divorced from the conceptualization of beged. It's still what types of things are chayiv? Those things that you would wear. And then the Gemara says, "Umode Shmuel," but even Shmuel. And here's where Rashi proves it from. How do I know? Right? Maybe it's not true. Maybe once you say that it's Chovas Talis, maybe this is like something about four corners. Why do I need a beged at all? How do I know that this is in any way conceptually linked to wearing? How do I know? So he says, because Shmuel is Mode Bezakin Shasal Chvodo Sheptura. Because Shmuel agrees that tachrichin don't need tzitzis. Yes, the clothes you wear when you're dead. Right? The clothes you wear when you're dead, tachrichin.
Well, meaning...
My time, he says, why? Asher techasav bom rachmana, but I love the chasuyi avida, v'yishayta. Right? And when you're dead, you don't need...
Is that...
Tzitzis.
Is that... When you're dead, the clothing you are currently wearing, or clothing that you put on a designated for dead.
No, tachrichin. No, like dress them up in suits and stuff when you die.
The dead person clothing, the white.
So that's designated for them.
Like the kittel,
right?
Yes,
designated for them.
For the dead people. And then the Gemara says, "But vader amin lei, by shaita vader amin lei mishum loy go rash charef haseyu." But he says, "But by the way, he says, when someone's dead, you actually do put tzitzis on it. You actually put tzitzis on the tachrichin, not because you're chayav." Because of a different principle called Loi Garash, Cherif Oseyu, which means Loi Garash, Cherif Oseyu, which is if you make fun of the poor person, God hates you. Right? Meaning you're making fun of him because he was Chayiv in Mitzvahs, and now you're saying, oh, you're wearing beggar that tzitzis. And so we actually do put it into big machlokas. Maybe we'll do this sugi if you want. It's a big machlokas, Rishonim Lahalacha, whether you put tzitzis on Tachrichin or not.
Wouldn't it putting it on be the same issue? Because then you're saying, oh, look, like you're wearing tzitzis, but it doesn't actually.
Correct. It's a big machlokas, Rishonim Lahalacha, what we do.
It's so funny, because like.
And like I said, this is also related. There were certain Rishonim who, based on the sugya, actually concluded that dead people are chayiv in tzitzis. Right? Certain Balei Tosfot actually said, oh, yeah. The conclusion of this Gemara is that dead people are chayiv in tzitzis. Nechaim Paltiel, one of the Balei Tosfot, has a very long piece on this. Okay. But let's review what we've seen. Right? So we've seen different formulations. Right? We've seen one svara that what Chovat Gavra means is you just have to wear a beged with tzitzis. The Gemara seems to reject this and say, that Chovas Gavra doesn't mean that. What does Chovas Gavra mean? Every beged that you wear that is four corners, you must put tzitzis on. But in that first stage, Chovas Talis simply meant that every beged that you wear needs tzitzis. But eventually the Gemara contrasts it and says, no, Chovas Gavra means any beged that you wear needs tzitzis. And what does Chovas Talis mean? Every beged that you own. Right? Meaning the Gemara shifts it. Chovas Gavra means every beggar that you wear needs tzitzis, and Chovas Gavra means every beggar that you own needs tzitzis. Does that mean that it's completely divorcing the what from the why? So Rashi points out that no, that's what the Gemara is proving. And even Shmuel, who says that Chovas Talis, which is meaning klei kufsa, clothes you're not even wearing is chayev, even he thinks it's related to the notion of wearing. Right? Because he says it's only clothes. Yeah.
If it's on clothing that you're not wearing, would that include stuff that's like way too big or way too small? So like for a blanket or
so that was the Gemara before, the Talis Kula. The right. super big bag egg. Exactly. Right? Potentially, something that's super big you would pet it from. Potentially. If it's so big that no one would wear it. Okay. Right? Potentially. Right? That certain Rishon going that direction. What's going on that sugya. But I want you to notice that, again, the Gemara has gone through multiple definitions, right, of Chovas Gavra, Chovas Talis. Its final maskana is that Chovas Talis means all clothes you own must have tzitzis. And Chovas Gavra means any clothes you wear needs tzitzis. And no one holds that non-clothes need tzitzis. And no one holds that wearing one beged will exempt you from other four-cornered things, right? The Gemara's maskana is that. But what is clear is that these definitions are shifting in their meaning. And that even Chovas Talis isn't completely divorced from the notion of wearing, and therefore you shouldn't be surprised when you start to see mixing and matching of this. And again, I agree with Daniel that the simplest understanding of the Machlokes is how much do you think the why is reducible to the what? Everyone agrees that they're related. It has to be clothes, something you would wear, you would see, right? But the question is, how much are they reducible? If you think that that which I keep in my closet is chayav, you're clearly saying that there's a divorce between the what and the why. Because it's not reminding me about everything while it's in my closet. Right? But you'll say, in a hanami, but the why is not reducible to the what is not reducible to the why. So yes, what's motivating it is that any clothes that I would wear is chayav. And the reason is because I hope that you wear them and it reminds you of the mitzvah. But the way we formulate the mitzvah, the what rather than the why, is that anything which is a baguette, the type of thing I'd be mitkaseh, I'm chayav. Right? On the other hand, the shita that says Chovas Gavra, at one stage in the Gemara, it entertained the possibility, the radical possibility, that you only need to wear one beged with tzitzis and it exempts everything, which is a very, very strong way of saying it's just about reminding you about mitzvot or something like that.
Yeah.
But the Gemara rejects that in the end and says, no, it can't be that much. We can't reduce it that much to the why, because clearly I'm wearing multiple begadim. Now, if you want it to be Daniel, and you want to say, no, the Gemara still thinks that we reduce the what to the why, so you come up with something like, no, why is it that every beged needs to have tzitzis, if it's just about reminding? Because if I'm wearing an undershirt that has four corners, and I'm wearing a coat that has four corners, so when I'm wearing the coat, I don't see the undershirt. So the reason you have to formulate the chiyuv is not wear one beged of tzitzis, but every beged you wear of tzitzis is to make sure that all the begadim that you're wearing, that you will always see the tzitzis or something like that. I don't find it compelling.
You can say the potential for reminding you.
No.
Meaning the fact that you see it.
Again, you can come up with different formulations.
If you have like a shirt and an undershirt, you're not going to take your shirt off. Right,
no, but it has the potential. Like you'll see it. It's not like you're never
again.
See
but you
it.
See how we could play with it, right?
Even if you're wearing like a coat, right? You have this out the whole time. You want to tell me 24/7 that you're reminded? No, it's whatever you see it. So
correct. You'll say or
potentially you'll
right. You could say or it'll add more reminders, right? Because you know you'll see it more. You'll see this. Maybe you're not going to see that one. And this not great. Come on,
we're going to be
question. If it's about reminding you. Like about the mitzvah, why do we just do it on four-cornered garments? I feel like then you should just put it on all your clothing.
Because that's the thing, is that in the end of the day, remember, we saw this also by the mesh, right? Where we saw that the Aznid Baruch goes in Daniel's direction and says, look, in the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's chayav, midaraisa, midarabanan, you're wearing it, reminds you, we're done.
Right.
Right? And Nazim Gestetcher said, what are you talking about? That's not how halacha works. Right? The why is not completely reducible. The what is not completely reducible to the why. Haraya, it's only four corners. There's a shear. Right? There are pratin that actually matter. But you're right. The minhag that the Maramins quotes, that people used to wear talis katan, which was not kashir. Right? That was less than the proper size. That's clearly going in the direction that tzitzis more than other mitzvot. The why is reducible. You're right. The formal mitzvah you're not chayev, but is it valuable to wear something that's not even chayev? Yes.
Right.
How much you would take this? What about three corners? What about five corners? Right.
Right. Like let's say instead of making like a special four corner garment, putting tzitzit on it, like just wear a regular shirt, have tzitzit on it, and like it's better than having nothing. Right.
Right. Right. That's right. That would be like the extreme. Right. Again, we don't normally do it because we don't completely reduce the what to the why, but how much we don't reduce the what to the why, you see, seems to be what's driving the machlokes here. Okay, so what we've done so far is, right, 2 days of very close reads of Gemara, but you see how a lot of the conceptual work is done just by reading Gemara very, very carefully, right? We have a little bit of time, and
if we go back to the thing about not not trying to avoid, you know, make a bigger that staff can not kind of incentives.
Right.
But then if you say that, if you go with the Chavagavra argument that every beged that you wear that's four corners has to have tittis, so then wouldn't that mean that if I'm just wearing a regular shirt that's not four corners, then that's still the same problem of not wearing tittis at all? Not wearing a four-corner garment at all?
Yeah, and that's going to be the problem of Rav Katina, right? Is you're, by not wearing a beged of chayvim tittis, you're avoiding it.
Right, so then basically, at least Bisman is that we're all avoiding that.
Killing yourself.
Oh, no. So that's what we'll see is, well, we're going to get to this when you do Tastik Liftaros Momentum Mitzvah.
Is the reason,
right? Is that, again, we can do this in whatever order you want, right? We can do this and then we can go back to, at this point, because they're all interconnected, we can just follow. I figured you might be interested in the Tatsuki Liftaros Momentum. Just are you prepared to Makar Rashid on that? Which is, how exactly do that? Meaning, is it a problem? Right, you're right. Meaning, okay, what Gavi is saying is as follows. The Gemara says you shouldn't avoid being Mechayev and Mitzvos.
Right.
But isn't it... So, if you said, well, avoiding being Mechayev and Mitzvos means you shouldn't not wear tzitzis at all, so fine. But couldn't you have argued that, no, Tatsuki Liftaros Mitzvos means you shouldn't avoid Mitzvos, which means that you shouldn't wear Begadim that are Mechayev and tzitzis. Right? I mean, why are you wearing... Why is it that we wear clothes that none of them are four corners? Isn't that avoiding the Mitzvah? Even if we're wearing tzitzis?
Is davening a chiyuv kiyumis?
No, it's kiyuvis.
If you're sleeping, are you still chayuv?
That's a totally different question. That's a different question.
If it's like tzitzis,
no. Tzitzis is mitzvah. No, tefillah is clearly mitzvah chiyuvis. The question of whether you can get out of mitzvah chiyuvis because of ones is a different story, and whether shein is called ones is a different story. Which you did daf yomi. The Gemara talks about this, right? By Kriya Shema.
Oh, true.
Wake him up on the first pasuk, right? Remember? On the rest, let him nod off.
Because that's their reza.
The reza is the rabbanan. Yeah, exactly. All that gemara over there. But that's the gemara. But that's, it's clearly chiyuvis. The question is, what is the level of chiyuvis? What counts as a patur? This is a different category.
That was kind of weird to understand, though.
Yes.
It's like, oh yeah, wake me up for the first part, but the rest of it I can sleep through.
Right. The most of the Rishonim mean, wake me up fully for the first pasuk and let me doze, but still say it. That's how most of the Rishonim understood it there. Okay. Let's just quickly, I just want to show you that as much as you know, you might think that obviously we paskin chovas gavra, it's not so clear. So look, just for example, at four. Look at four. Okay? The eshkol. These are rishonim. Hilchos akirav demar chovas gavra. Right? So the eshkol says we paskin chovas gavra. Daha anan lo mevarachin lasu tzitzis el zati fitzitzis. How does he prove it? Because the Gemara said, what's the proof? Whether or not you say lasso tzitzit to make tzitzit or only lezatev.
Oh,
and we say lezatev hilka chadam reshmuk like kufsa chayavim but tzitzit lesa. And therefore, do we paskin like Shmuel's position that tzitzit in your closet is chayav? No. V'hachi kasa balalachos kedechav sinan. But he says, v'ikaman d'amar. They said there are other people, other rishonim who paskin. Hilka zake Shmuel, d'amar chobes talazu, v'an gazvin and madis viralan. The riff, number five. Hilka zake rav, d'amar chobes gavrai. Again, he paskins chovas gavra. Dana and lama rachin lasa tzitzit. Again, same proof. Hilka chadam reshmuel klei kufsa chayav and tzitzit lasa. Achi amr bala lachos. Vika mandam rei lachos like a shmuel. But other people hold. You're chayav. Dama rachovas tal zuban gazvin maitis virlan. Right? It's the exact same thing in the riff. If you look, though, at number... look at the Rimigash, which is... I really have no idea what happened to my computer. I know it bothered Gavi, but my number, it went 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 3. I have no idea how that happened. Literally, no idea. So he writes, "Umasha sha'alta al talis mitzuyeset kelchasa imasur latzis ba b'shabas imloy misatif ba lekruchas sivot sabaro." The fi shereita mishahara sha'asur latzis balzeh. Said someone asked him, if I wear a beged in a weird way, is that usher on Shabbos?
What does that mean, a weird way?
Like I take a beged that I should wear on my shoulders and I wear it as a scarf. So is that chayev? He said, am I chayev on Shabbos? Why?
Like a scarf.
No,
what
but I take...
What does Shkak be, 5 and Tzitzis?
1 second. A beged, which I just wrap around my neck, which is not called wearing, am I allowed to wear it with Tzitzis on Shabbos? What would be the problem?
If it's not chayev in...
If it's not chayev because I'm wearing it weirdly, then the strings are carrying. That was the question that the Rimi Gash got. And he says, Shuva. He said, yes. First of all, because people wear scarves, and therefore this is called clothing. And don't tell me that if I wear a beged with tzitzis that are not halachically good, that it's a carrying. But he said, you are pater. You know how I know you're pater? Because chovas talasu. And therefore, even if you don't have to wear tzitzis when you wear a scarf, if you take a talis and wrap it around your neck, like a scarf, chovas talis. And therefore, even if you're putter at this moment, the beged needs tzitzis, and therefore it's halachically significant. But it's very weird, right? He says, is it? But then he goes back, and he says, why are you chayev? Why aren't you chayev? Because this is the way of wearing it. So what do you see? How does he paskin? Chovas talis, except... What is his argument? Because this is how people normally wear it. So what do you see? He's saying that he paskins chovas talis rather than chovas gavra. Except, why is he justifying it?
Because
this is how I wear things, and therefore he's currently wearing it. So he paskins chovas talis, but is it? Does it sound like chovas talis of klei kufsa?
No.
No. Right? So here's what I want to point out, is that the... And the Allah of the Rif clearly paskin chovas
gavra.
Raya, because we don't say laso tzitzit. We only say lezate. Rimi gash paskin, but they note that there are people who hold chovas talis. Now, according to that, what should it mean? Klei kufsa. But here you have the Rimi gash who paskins klei. So chovas talis, except his argument is. Well, people sort of wear things like that as scarves, and therefore it's chayiv, which means that he's blurring the line between chovas talis, which shouldn't have anything to do with wearing, it should be about
just having.
Having and saying if you will wear it. Now, you could say, like Rashi, no! Because even those which I'm chayiv, it's only chayiv, it's the type of thing that people would wear, right? Which means that they're blurred, but it. What I want to point out is he paskins chovas talis, but there is that blurriness of does he really mean klei kufsa, or does he mean not quite klei kufsa, right? And there is this blurriness. Okay, let's stop there for now.
So you're saying
I'm going to try to do this in one more day, but if it takes us 2 more days, that's fine.
Scarves are chayiv and tzitzis?
I want what?
Scarves are chayiv and
tzitzis. Possible. According to Rimi Gash, yes. Okay. Try to read the piece by the Rav because he'll really present. Right? I gave you on 22 the 3 pages. No, I didn't actually put it here. I just gave you the reference. You don't have to read the piece by Rav Asher Weiss, but if you try to read the piece by the Rav because he's going to present the middle position. We'll see how much we get through tomorrow. But
are scarves considered a beged?